We certainly need to be talking about new icebreakers. It's going to take us, because of the processes that the government has to use for purchasing a vessel, you know, we're looking at 10 years before we can have a new icebreaker on scene. We've got a couple of studies that have been done analyzing our needs. I think the one study I heard says we need 3 medium and 3 heavy icebreakers to fully supply all the needs that have been articulated. Now, whether every one of those needs, you know, is of the same priority, I can't speak to that. But the Polar Sea and the Polar Star, you know, right now the Polar Sea doesn't have a crew. It is in layup status in Seattle. The Polar Star was recently reactivated, but even she's only got about 7 years of service. So if we think about I need 10 years to build a new vessel, and I've only got 7 years left on the other vessel, we are behind in terms of being able to maintain the status quo in terms of icebreaking capabilities. And then how far we want to expand that, you know, that's kind of where the question is right now. What are the real requirements?
But what are the needs? Why would we need an enhanced icebreaking fleet in the Arctic?
Yeah, it is somewhat counterintuitive, right? We're told that the ice is going away, so why do we need icebreakers if there's not going to be ice there anymore? The reality is, even if we were to get to, you know, to be ice free, you know, in 5 years or whatever, I don't think that's the current number, but the current models are predicting it's pretty soon. It's never going to be ice free year round, and as the ice is receding, we're getting more and more traffic up there, more and more ecotourism, the resources that are now much more readily available, the logistics of the communities up there. All of those things add up to increased traffic in the Arctic, not to mention, you know, the potential for increased commercial traffic from the Northern Sea Route. There's been studies back and forth that talk about how likely that is or isn't in different constraints. But, you know, from my perspective, there's going to be more traffic, and the dynamic nature of the ice is such that people who either aren't as skilled, aren't as experienced, or maybe just on accident are going to get stuck in ice that they aren't prepared for. Similar to the case this summer, the Alton girl, he wasn't prepared for the conditions, and the ice is very mobile. It's constantly moving around. You know, you need to have the capability of a vessel that can break ice to go to rescue somebody from a resource perspective. If there ever is drilling that's started, and if there were to be an oil spill, you know, you need to be able to get to the scene where such an accident happened.